Welcome to the Numerologist Podcast, where we bring you a very special guest every single week to help guide you on your spiritual journey, live with abundance, and inspire your soul.
Welcome back to another episode of the Numerologist Podcast. Thank you for joining me. I'm Rose. I'm the content manager here at numerologist.com. Now, today's guest is a self-confessed numerology nerd. Her major passion in life is to decode the mystery of life and help others unearth their superpowers hidden in their numerology charts so they can create the life they really want. Her obsession with all things numbers was realized when, in her early 20s, she became bedridden with a mystery illness that doctors told her she'd probably never recover from. It was when she discovered her personal numbers, though, and started actually living the life she was born to live, that she made an incredible recovery. Since then, she's been committed to helping others work with their own numbers to find happiness, abundance, and success. Now, I'm sure many of you will recognize her voice. She's one of numerologist.com's most loved numerologists. I'm so thrilled to introduce to you Natalie Olson. Hey, Nat, how are you?
Hey, Rose, I'm doing great.
That's great. Thank you so much for joining us on the Numerologist Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to talk about the numbers and get into the magic.
Absolutely. We are too. Now, a lot of our audience will already know you. They'll have seen your videos and seen you on Numerologist blog, on the social, on YouTube. But we want to get to know who you are, Nat, who you really are. And so obviously we love to get to know people in terms of their numerology chart. We're a numerologist podcast, obviously. So can you tell me a bit about your numbers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I am an 8 life path, the CEO, the authority, the powerhouse. I am a 9 expression number. So I have these gifts of wisdom and a deep desire to be of service in the world. Oh gosh, what else? I've got a 2 heart's desire. I really want to be helpful and I'm really motivated by creating peace and connection and harmony. And then what else? I've got a 7 personality number, which means I can be cold and aloof sometimes because I'm a little bit of an introvert. But it also means that I really want to come off as an expert and an intellectual when I'm out and about talking to people. So yeah, those are some of my numbers.
You know, it's funny, it's quite refreshing that, you know, you know your numbers and you know exactly what they mean for you and you can almost pinpoint every aspect of your personality based on that.
Yeah, it isn't just knowing my strengths, but I think that it's also being aware of my lessons and my challenges and my weaknesses, because that's what's so fascinating about numerology is that you've got these superpowers, you've got these incredible gifts, but it also denotes some of the things that we have to work on to step into our high potential self. So I'm very aware of the things on a day-to-day basis that I struggle with because of my numbers.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things, isn't it? You know, life isn't all swings and merry-go-rounds. We've actually got to put the work in sometimes and realize that, you know, things aren't always rosy and we've got stuff, lessons to learn and challenges to face. Yeah. So obviously you use your numbers a lot in your personal life, but do you use it in sort of your daily life? You know, you've got children. Do you parent with numerology in mind?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So, so I've got a 1-year-old daughter and a 17-year-old daughter. And, the 1-year-old I'm still working on, you know, she's, like in terms of parenting her based on her 2 life path, that'll probably come to fruition later. But my 17-year-old is a 5 life path. And I got to tell you, learning what numbers are in her chart, it saved me, to be quite honest, because we're so different. And this is one of the aspects of numerology that I love the most is relationship work, basically, is learning this law of uniqueness that every single one of us was designed by the divine to be different. which is, it's so simple that I think we can miss that. But like, that means that even your closest loved ones, they see reality different, they process it different, they have different values, they have different needs and motivations. And so that law of uniqueness can sometimes, for instance, in parenting, make create dynamics of discord, of conflict, of misunderstandings. But because I now know how my daughter and I are so different, being I'm an 8 life path and she's a 5 life path, we know now how to better navigate these differences. So one of the examples is when my daughter and I go on vacations together, I drive her nuts, because the 8 in me is always, 8s are goal oriented. We're about producing a result. And we're very professional. It's like we always have to have everything figured out. And the 5 is spontaneous. The 5 is just like, you know, wants to have fun and not make any plans and just talk to the random person standing next to you. And it's just a very different energy. So when she was smaller, we would go on vacations to the beach. And before I was really working on the relationship work in numerology, we were having some troubles. So we'd be on the beach and all she would want to do is play pretend and run around and splash in the water and didn't want to have an end time of when we were going to pack up and go back to the hotel. Like, that's Cammy, right? That's the spontaneous, freedom-oriented 5 life path. Now I, on the other hand, to have fun, I would be like, Cammy, let's race to the log and let's see who can get to the log the fastest. And she'd be like, gosh, mom, like this sucks. Like, it's not even fun to race and be competitive. And I would come up with these games of like, let's see who can find 5 seashells the fastest. And it drove her nuts. It drove her crazy. Cause for me, it was all about structure and goals and competition. Oh my gosh, playing ping pong or Monopoly. Like, she can't stand it. She can't stand it because it's not fun. It's not, when she plays ping pong, she'll play the ball, but then play it off of the walls. Like, literally the 5 living outside the box, literally the 5 not wanting to follow the rules. And I would get so frustrated, like, no, you have to hit the ball in the opposite corner. So anyway, so these were some of the dynamics that were happening, even though we love each other so much and we were running into some of these problems. So now that we know this, we know that it's important to honor each of our numbers. So when we go on vacation, we just recently went to San Francisco for her birthday. And now I know that there needs to be a certain level of spontaneity that is in our trip. She didn't want to plan what we were going to do each day. She didn't want to plan end times or anything like that. But Cammy also knew that I needed to have some kind of structure. And so I actually wrote down the top 3 things that she wanted to complete while we were in the city. Because if I didn't have that, oh my gosh, I would feel completely unproductive and I would feel like I was actually doing her a disservice, because that's my gift. I want to produce a result for her. So that's just one, you know, that's kind of a long story, but that's describing how these numbers come to life and how they can create conflict, but how when you know about them, it can actually create a sense of union and harmony.
Well, as a 5 life path, I can totally relate with Cammy. Totally. I think I'd definitely be on vacation on her side of the vacation.
You guys need that.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know what I thought was super cool there? You know, you said you weren't just talking about you. You were talking about we. You know, it seems like you've empowered her to understand your numerology chart as well as her own.
It's important. It's actually, I would say, one of the greatest pains in my life is not accepting myself and thinking that I should conform to how other people are. I think that this is why the majority of people come to work with me in private coaching sessions, is because we go through our lives trying to be what other people want us to be. And we build up this sense of sadness and existential unhappiness and a lack of fulfillment and meaninglessness. And it's simply just because we don't know that we were designed to be different from the people in our lives. And so it's so important to me to not only honor myself in my relationships, even if it's with my children, but to also teach them how to honor themselves and honor others. You know, we all do it. We all, gosh, with my husband even, it's like, why isn't he more like me? Or why am I not more like him? This is like the crux of conflict. And this is what creates the degradation of relationships, is that one premise, this one sort of lie that we tell ourselves, that we're supposed to be the same, we're supposed to be alike. It's like, no, the divine designed us to be different. And we have to actively know ourselves and accept it every single day. And that's why I think numerology, one of the many reasons why it's so powerful, is because if you don't actively pursue the knowledge of yourself, then invariably what happens is you can wake up in the morning and decide to be somebody that you're not. So, and it's not, it isn't just big life decisions like career, although those are obviously valid. You need to make career decisions and relationship decisions that are in alignment with who you are. But I'm talking about day-to-day life. You know, I'm talking about when you plan your vacations, when you plan your weekend routine with your family, how you eat, what you need in your day-to-day routine to be fulfilled. These things are so important. They're so paramount to not only being able to be happy, but to be doing our great work. And that's what has really been a recent, I don't know, spiritual epiphany, I guess you could say, with this work, is that it's the small things that oftentimes produce the biggest results. It's that those small actions that we take that either affirm how we were designed or deny it. So this work is really important. And man, if we could teach ourselves and then teach our loved ones what our numbers are, it can create this beautiful, beautiful environment of self-understanding, self-acceptance, and truly appreciating other people for who they are.
Absolutely. And I love that you use that word teach, because that was sort of my next question about teaching people in general about how the divine created them, I suppose. I think there's definitely been a shift in the last few, the last few decades of people starting to sort of throw caution to the wind, break the mold, and live the life they want to live. Do you think that sort of teaching people about their numerology, astrology, all those kinds of things, the way that you know their personality is from a young age, would be helpful?
Oh, yes. and you know what's interesting is I have a friend who's a coach, and I'm blessed to be able to hear about his client stories. He told me a story a long time ago of coaching a girl who grew up in a family that performed in a circus. And yet her biggest secret dream was to become an accountant.
Wow.
So it goes both ways, right? So, you know, oftentimes we think about how important it is for young people to know themselves and to know that their dreams are possible so that they can, for instance, bust out of conformity, bust out of, the familial expectations that they might have. But it's fascinating to me that there are a myriad of ways that each of us were designed. We all have a sort of set of desires and fantasies of what we want to create in our lives, and that it's for some of us, it is wanting to travel the world and be a travel writer. And for others, it's wanting to have a 9-to-5 job, you know, wanting to work in a, you know, an office, being an accountant. It's like, so this is the beauty of this work, is that we are all like citizens of this beautiful divine intelligence behind existence, and we're all designed to be different. I'll tell you one little other funny story about the difference in our numbers. It's one of my favorite stories to tell about my daughter. So my daughter, the five life path, she's dated a lot of boys, and I'm not saying that as a,
if she listens to this, she'll be like, Mom.
but it's actually typical for fives. Fives love all different sorts of people. They are oftentimes progressive, and they want to go out there and experience all that there is to experience in the world. And so she had a boyfriend. It was one of her first boyfriends, and they were really getting along and it was going really good. But one day she came home from school and she's like, I broke up with him. And I said, oh my gosh, like what happened? You know, I was thinking like something horrible happened. And she said, well, I asked him what his dreams were in his life. And he's a four life path mom. And his dream was he wanted to move to the city and get a 9-to-5 job and just take care of his family and have health insurance. And she's like, I cannot live that life. I mean, she's like 14 at the time, but she's like, I cannot live that life. She's like, I want to walk the cobblestone streets of Italy with a beret and like writing poetry on a notebook. You know, this is like, this is that adventure. So full circle to answer your question, is it important to know our numbers? 100%. It's important, especially when we're young, so that when we are around beautiful other people that have their own set of gifts, that have their own mission, that we can love on them and appreciate them, but make sure that we are staying true to ourselves and to what our bliss is and to what will make us happy.
Absolutely. And to that end, I think, you know, what I was just mentioning about, oh, you know, there's this shift and people are beginning to break the mold. Well, actually, that's going to become the norm, and people potentially could think that, oh no, we have to break the mold, we have to go live in the circus rather than being an accountant. So you're right, it does work both ways, and that's a really interesting perspective to look at that. Now, obviously, you won't mind me calling you a numerology nut. You're the self-confessed numerology chick. So let's talk about how you actually discovered that passion for all things numerology. Where did it begin?
Oh boy. Well, I, you know, if I've learned anything from this work, it is that I think we were each born to fulfill a certain purpose. I think I was born to fulfill this purpose. At a very, very young age, I was talking to God. I would dramatically, because I have a 9 in my chart, 9s are very dramatic. I would yell at God and say, God, are you there? Do you hear me? I was always speaking to understand where we came from and why we were here. And so for the first part of my life, I went to Catholic school. My parents were hippies, but they wanted me to have a good education. And my mom was Irish Catholic when she grew up. So I went to Catholic school. I was exposed to Catholicism. And then when I first went to college, I remember looking on the computer, choosing my major, because I had no idea what I was going to do. You know, some of my friends knew they wanted to be a doctor or a lawyer. There was no profession that existed that represented what I wanted to do. And so I remember finding the majors religious studies and philosophy, and that's what I chose. But I didn't stay long at college. I got distracted. I fell in love and I started a family. And then I really forgot about my spiritual life and my spiritual calling. And instead, I was convinced that all that I needed to do to be happy was to gain dominion over the physical world. And what I mean by that, and this is a very 8 life path thing, by the way, each life path goes through a certain training phase to become, ought to be on purpose. And one of the training phases that the 8 goes through is materialism, is thinking that all that is here is just a conglomeration of atoms running into each other. And I really believe that. I believe that if there was a problem in the physical world, I could solve it by moving things around. in the physical world. So I became a nutritionist and I started my own nutrition practice where I helped people who were struggling with eating disorders, with weight issues. I helped them heal. But here's where I had what I would call my spiritual awakening. I was the healthiest person that you would have ever met. I ate an immaculate diet. I walked my talk. I was doing workshops and seminars at gyms. Man, on New Year's Eve, everybody was drinking champagne. I was drinking herbal tea. And one morning I woke up and I was sick and I didn't get better. And I was bedridden. I could barely walk. I could barely eat for about 6 months, a little over 6 months. The doctors knew something was wrong with me. I had the white blood cell count of a chemo patient, but they didn't know why. They didn't know why my body was not functioning right. And at one point they just said, listen, you're probably going to have this for the rest of your life. You're just going to have to learn how to deal with it. And so this was my moment when I was backed into a corner and I had to really ask myself what I believed. Do I really believe that I am just a physical body in a physical world? Or is there something that's animating my body? Is there something that's animating my cells? So I opened up this, by happenstance, this box of books that I had put away when I was a teenager. And on the top of that box was a book by Matthew Goodwin, a amazing man. He was an MIT mathematician who fell in love with the ancient tradition of numerology. And he found that this system, this mystical system of numbers, was so uncanny and accurate in its ability to decode a person's gifts and talents and why they were here. And in that 10 minutes where I calculated my first number, my 8 life path, I learned more about why I was sick than I had learned in, 6 months of spending thousands and thousands of dollars with specialists and at doctor's offices. I learned exactly what I had been doing wrong. And it was that moment that I realized that there is a divine intelligence behind existence, that there is a spiritual essence that's inhabiting my body. And I was going to find out how to accept these aspects of myself so I could get better. And I started to apply the wisdom of the numbers in my chart. And I got better. And I got better really fast. I mean, it was a miracle. And I didn't want to become a numerologist. It wasn't something that at first I jumped on because it was so uncomfortable to be pursuing something that was out of the ordinary, unconventional. But I had to because it healed me and because the nutrition clients that were open to the work, they got more results from one session of learning what their numbers were than they got in months and months of menu plans and, nutritional protocol. And so that is when my life changed and I dove into this work. And then I started to calculate the numbers of the people in my life and the synchronicities, the accuracy was unbelievable. It was like my father. I remember I was sitting at Lake Siskiyou in Northern California in my car. And I thought I hadn't done my dad's numbers yet. And I calculated the numbers on this pad of paper and the tears welled up in my eyes because he's a double nine, a nine life path and a nine expression. The nine is the humanitarian, the wise old soul. He was a political activist my whole life. I mean, this guy would drag me out to protests and we would lay our bodies out on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, for the cause. And it was like, I never understood his insistence on why I should be a political activist, his disappointment that I had never pursued that path. But in that moment, when I calculated his numbers, it was a moment of acceptance of my father as a unique human being who has a calling. It healed my relationship with my father, with family members, with friends. It was incredible. So I abandoned my nutrition career to the utter horror of my Italian father, and dove in head first. And man, I'm blessed to be able to do this job every day.
Absolutely. Wow. That's a really good story. And, you know, I just wrote down there about your dad being that 9-9 life, life path expression. We always talk about people not necessarily following who they're supposed to be and being who they're supposed to be, I suppose. But it sounds like your dad had it figured out. Let's talk about those people who do have it figured out. Do you feel like they are happier in themselves and being more aligned?
What typically happens, for instance, when I get a client who comes to me because they want to step onto path and be who they really are and be how they were designed, is they start out feeling uninspired and unhappy. They don't feel worthy or lovable in relationships. They don't feel worthy of receiving abundance. So they're struggling. And then when they start to embody their numbers and act on them, right, taking action in physical life on who they really are, what ends up happening is they feel like they are finally coming to life. They wake up in the morning excited, like Christmas morning excited, like I cannot wait to go and be the real me. They tend to attract more experiences into their lives that are good. You know, it's like I use this analogy a lot in my work with clients. When you step onto your life path, it's like a yellow brick road. It's like suddenly things start to work out for you and you feel like the universe becomes your benefactor. You know, before, maybe when you were denying your path or denying your mission, it feels like you're trudging through mud. Things aren't flowing, you know, you can't land the job. Your bank account's getting diminished, right? It's like when you step onto path, you feel like there is a greater energy, a current that is supporting and carrying you. Synchronicities happen. You run into the right people at the right time. But I actually think that the most magical result that people get from embodying their numbers is, as cliche as it sounds, loving themselves. I mean, really just knowing and loving themselves and trusting that they're going to make the right decisions for them every single day. That's confidence. You know, that's, to me, that is why I do what I do, is I want to help people tap into confidence.
Absolutely.
It's important.
I mean, it so is. It's that lovely thing that, you know, being confident in who you are and who you should be gives you that, you know, almost permission, I suppose, to go out into the world and do what you were born to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I really love that. That's really good. So as a numerology nut, as I mentioned before, you must have a favorite number. What is your favorite number? Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, well, and this has become sort of the next leg of my journey in numerology. My favorite number is the number zero. And, you know, it's interesting because I didn't really study or discover the number zero until later on in my career. So I work with the other numbers because they're the traditional numbers that we work with in birth numerology. So in birth numerology, we're working with the numbers that are in your birth chart. The zero isn't a number that's in your birth chart, right? Like you might be a 10 life path, but that reduces down to a one. So you don't typically talk about the zero. But it's my favorite number because it's like, it's the source of all of the other numbers. It is the divine intelligence behind existence. It's God, it's the creator. And what's fascinating to me in my research is that I've discovered that the zero, it was carved in ancient Mayan ruins thousands of years ago. The ancients knew that this number held a secret power, but we don't really know about it. We don't know about its true magic and its true power because it was actively repressed throughout history. It was repressed by mathematicians, by philosophers, by theologians. But now what we're finding out is that the zero isn't just this like random number that represents nothing. The zero actually does crazy stuff in mathematics. And this is why mathematicians didn't like it, because it creates infinity. Oh, it creates infinity when you divide something by a zero. And in modern science, they've now found that the zero isn't just a number that exists in mathematics, but they've also found that the zero is an energy that you can see. So quantum physicists have discovered that the zero is the energy that is at the source of all material reality. And people probably have heard before, maybe not, but that 99.99% of all physical matter is made up of empty space. That's the zero. So this has become my favorite number because it's one aspect of creating our best life is knowing what our numbers are, right? It's knowing how the zero designed us to be successful. But another aspect of the work is becoming best friends with this energy and learning how to rehabilitate our relationship with the divine so that every morning when we wake up, it isn't just us going about our journey with our numbers, but that we have a spiritual companion at our side. So that's become a big, big, giant passion of mine, is teaching people how to activate the zero and how to activate its quantum qualities so that they can manifest their best life.
Wow. Yeah. Now I've got to recalculate all my numbers now to see if I've got any zeros in there. talking about sort of how you're teaching about teaching people to activate the zero and just generally understand their life path. You do obviously do readings, you know, one-on-one readings with your clients. Can you tell us a bit more about them?
Yeah. And so I call them coaching sessions because what I do in the sessions is we have a meaningful conversation about your numbers. But it's a conversation, and that's very, very important to me in this work, is that we are interacting with your numbers. We are activating them by talking about your reaction to them. Like, what is it like to have this moment where for the first time, maybe in your life, you are finally being validated for who you really are? That the things that you stuffed down, the things that you made wrong about you, like, oh, you're too sensitive or you're too quiet or you're too much, you're too passionate, that those actually are in your chart and you were designed to be that way. So in my one-on-one work with clients, in our single sessions, we typically will just go over your numbers, we'll activate them, initiate in them, so you learn more about what makes you awesome, what makes you lovable. And then in my long-term programs, which is actually the bulk of my work, the long-term programs, which are 1 month to 3 months in length, we take it to the next level. And so this is for people who really, really want to be supported in stepping into their confidence, into creating and materializing their desires. And so in these longer term programs, we meet, you know, once a week with some email and texting support in between. And we every single week up the ante and activate your numbers on a higher and higher level with homework exercises. This is really very, very important to me because numerology can be used as a fun party trick. You know, it's something you can do at a slumber party and it's super fun. And it's like, ooh, I learned more about me. That was awesome. Right. But if you really want to experience a spiritual initiation, a rite of passage, if you really want to transform your life, it requires actually taking action. You know, if you learn that you are Harry Potter, but you never go and learn how to pick up the wand and do the spells, like you're not going to be a magician in your life. So you got to learn that you're Harry Potter, but you also got to learn how to use those numbers, what that might look like in your day-to-day life.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
And you, you've actually launched some products with us, with Numerologist as well, haven't you? The Manifesting with Numbers program and the Meaning of Repeating Numbers. Do you want to talk a bit about those?
Oh, I would love to. Yeah. So the programs that we've made together are absolutely amazing and out of this world, and I'm so proud of them. So Manifesting with Numbers is an extensive video course. And what I'm actually teaching you how to do in that course is I'm teaching you how to activate every single superpower that exists in the universe. I teach you how to activate the zero and numbers 1 through 9. And it's really, really fun. You have like cool worksheets and exercises and challenges to go through to activate every single one of these numbers. And this is really important because numbers are not just in your chart. Numbers are actually forces that exist in the universe. And so if you can learn how to become friends with each of these numbers and pick up each one of these magical wands, you will be able to manifest at higher levels in your life. So I'm very, very proud of that one. I filmed that in LA when I was 3 months pregnant. And so little Elsie was in my belly. And oh my gosh, it was such a cool experience. So, that's one of my babies, that program. And then the Meaning of Repeating Numbers is a more recent release, and it's an audio program. And this is awesome for people who are getting a lot of repeating number messages. So if you see 1111, 222, you know, 1212 a lot, and you want to learn how to become your own numerologist and decode these messages for yourself and for your loved ones, this audio program creates, it gives you the whole system to do that. It's the same stuff that I do with my clients in private coaching sessions. You have it at your disposal. You have the whole key and the whole system to decode any repeating number that you will see for the rest of your life. Very proud of that one too.
Absolutely. And we love them too. And we'll actually put links to those products in the show notes for this episode. We'll also put a special link for you to get 50% off a single session with Nat for 30 days after this show airs. So thank you so much for offering that up, Nat.
Oh, my pleasure.
So I've just got a few more questions about your sort of professional life and who you work with, because you've worked with some quite interesting people, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
So in your bio, I noticed it says best-selling authors, Wall Street financiers, and CEOs. So how have you helped those people?
You know, when I first started this work, I assumed that the people that were going to come to me were people who were looking to manifest more stuff in their life. I was assuming that people were going to come to me to figure out how can I be more powerful and manifest my dreams, right? But what I found when I started working with some of these clients who were, you know, at the highest levels of the career, very, very wealthy, well-known people, is I began to realize that what people are most hungry for is they're hungry for spiritual fulfillment and for understanding basically who they are. And I'm just thinking of a gentleman that I worked with, very, very wealthy Wall Street guy, who came to me because for so much of his life, as a sixth life path, he had done what he thought he was supposed to do for his family and what he should do for his family. And he came to me because he was at this place of feeling completely burnt out and feeling like he was having a breakdown. And this guy had everything that a lot of people seek, right? A lot of material stuff and material security and prestige and success. But he was harboring this secret. The secret was that he wasn't honoring the way that the universe, that the divine designed him. So what was so fascinating for me was to be able to remind him of these things, to teach him what his numbers were, and to watch him step into an aspect of his power that he had never stepped into before. And it was absolutely incredible, because it was a man who was already doing great things, but because he started to actually embody his divine design, he was able to impact people on a deeper and more sustainable level. He was able to do more charity work. He was able to step out and really be who he was, and it improved his marriage. It improved his business relationships. It made the things that were already prosperous even more prosperous. And it was all just because he had this moment where, for the first time in his life, possibly since he was a little boy, he was validated that it is okay to want to be a healer. It is okay to want to make a difference in people's lives. It's okay, as a sixth life path, to have a deep desire to heal the wounded and to take care of the neglected. Whew, it was powerful. So yeah, that was a great learning experience for me. And that's kind of an example of, across the board, from all of the different, you know, people that I work with from all different walks of life, what we're all hungry for. We might want to manifest some really cool stuff too, but it's really coming from this place of, who am I and how was I designed to be happy and be successful? And even the greatest of the great people need that reminder.
Yeah, and this gentleman's path sort of enlightenment, I suppose, it reminds me of what you were talking about your own spiritual awakening. You know, this guy was burnt out and on the verge of a breakdown. Well, your spiritual awakening wasn't exactly the cleanest. You said it was messy, it was lonely, it was desperate, which I think is really interesting because, you know, a lot of people think that a spiritual awakening is going to be this incredible, you know, beautiful thing, but it's not always the case, is it?
I actually, I'm going to be completely honest. I'm really trying to dig my brain to make sure that this is accurate. I don't think I've ever had a client who's had a spiritual awakening that hasn't been from a trauma.
Wow.
Yeah. Like divorce, death of a loved one, you know, loss of a career, loss of status, loss of prestige, a physical breakdown. It's like, that is sort of where it starts. And I think it's because we've got to unfurl our grip on the material reality long enough to be able to see that there is this incredible divine order behind existence that is there. And a lot of us, I think most of us, kind of are pushed kicking and screaming in that direction. But thank God that we are, because that is where true satisfaction and fulfillment comes from.
The universe will win in the end.
It always does.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Nat, thank you so much for being with us today. I've had an amazing chat with you. I'm sure our listeners will enjoy this episode of the podcast as well.
Thank you so much, Rose. It's been a joy.
Thank you for listening to the Numerologist Podcast. If you loved it, make sure you subscribe. And don't forget to check the show notes for an extra special free gift.